नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नस्तप्रेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Verse 5. Prithu Maharaj's meeting with the four Kumaras. Tatpada saucha salidai.
Tatpada saucha salidai.
Tatpada saucha salidai.
Tatpada saucha
मर्जितलता बन्धाना मर्जितलता बन्धाना तत्र शिलावतं वृतं तत्र शिलावतं वृतं आचरणमानयन् इव आचरं मानयन्निमैव तत्पादशौचसालिले मर्जितलकबन्धना तत्र शिलवातं वृतम् आचरन् मानयन् इव तत्पादशौचसालिले शीतलका बन्धना तत्र शिलवातं वृतम् आचरन् मानयन् इव तत्पाद देयर लोटस फीट शौच वॉश सालिने वाटर मार्जित स्प्रिंकल आलक Hair, bandhana, bunch, tatra, there, silavatam, of the respectable gentleman, vritam, behavior, acharan, behaving, manyan, practicing, eva, life. After this, the king took the water which had washed the lotus feet of the Kumaras and sprinkled it over his hair. By such respectful actions, the king, as an exemplary personality, showed how to receive a spiritually advanced personality. Please repeat. After this, the king took the water, which had washed the lotus feet of the Kumaras and sprinkled it over his head. By such respectful actions, the king, as an exemplary personality, showed how to receive a spiritually advanced personality. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Apni Achari Prabhu Jivera Sikhaya. It is very well known that whatever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught in his life as Acharya, he himself practiced. When he was preaching as a devotee, although he was detected by several great personalities to be the incarnation of Krishna, he never agreed to be addressed as an incarnation. Even though one may be an incarnation of Krishna or especially empowered by him, he should not advertise that he is an incarnation. People will automatically accept the real truth in due course of time. Prithu Maharaj was the ideal Vaishnava king. Therefore, he taught others by his personal behavior how to receive and respect saintly persons like the Kumaras. When a saintly person comes to one's home, it is Vedic custom first to wash his feet with water and then sprinkle this water over the heads of oneself and one's family. Prithu Maharaj did this, for he was an exemplary teacher of the people in general. Om Agnanati Mirandashe Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swarupadantikam Vandiram Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sahajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataravyasya Krita Sindhu Devacha Kapitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna. So here we are learning this very important point of receiving guests, and how Prithu Maharaj, it's interesting, like we have been listening to Prithu Maharaj's pastime for almost like 8-9 chapters now, and next chapter is Prithu Maharaj going back to Godhead, which is the 9th chapter. So not many pastimes in Bhagavatam go on for so long. So of course this is one of the very important personalities in Srimad Bhagavatam, because his pastime has been discussed over such a lengthy time in Srimad Bhagavatam. So there are a lot of points that we can learn from Prithu Maharaj's life, and he is an incarnation of Lord himself. So he's teaching by his own personal example, and it is mentioned in the purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, "Apni Achari Prabhu Jivera Sikhaya." It is very well known that whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught in his life as an Acharya, he himself practiced. So very important point that we practice what we preach. It's mentioned there are three things: achar, vichar, and prachar. So achar is how one acts, vichar is how one thinks, and prachar is what one preaches. So usually in the mundane world, in the materialistic world, you see people, these three things don't coincide. And especially in the corporate world, when you're dealing with your directors, CEOs, and all the managers, their achar, vichar, prachar are totally different. They would say something, they would be thinking something else, and they would act in a completely different way. And also we see with the politicians, their achar, vichar, prachar are totally different. So people basically don't have faith in those personalities. We are having elections soon, right? It's a big question mark whom to elect, whom to vote, right? Because it's very difficult to trust anyone these days because of this particular point. And that is the point Bhagavatam is emphasizing, that one has to be an ideal king. And Prithu Maharaj is showing by his example how he should greet a person. So there was one analogy which I heard from one of the devotees, and it is mentioned like in Satyuga, people used to treat guests as Atithi Devo Bhava. They used to, as soon as anyone comes at their door, they would welcome him as they would welcome Deva or demigod or a god. And there is a pastime in Bhagavatam of Rantidev. Rantidev was fasting for about 48 days, and he was a king, but he was never charging any taxes to anyone. So he was a king and he was fasting because there was an epidemic disease, and he wanted to get rid of this disease, so he was fasting for that. And he fasted for 48 days, and then when he was about to break his fast, he saw that one Brahmana came to his door. So what did he do? He had a plate of prasadam, he divided it into one portion of it and gave it to Brahmana. And then he was about to eat the other portion of the prasadam. And at that time, another Sudra came, another personality came, who was a Sudra. So again, when Sudra begged for prasadam, he gave the other portion of his prasadam to the Sudra. And then it is mentioned a dog eater came with his dogs and he begged for prasadam. So he gave the remaining portion to the dog eater and dogs. And then there was only water left for him to break the fast after 48 days. Imagine our situation when we have to break fast. We discuss whether we should break it in afternoon or evening. There's a big discussion going on. And this is king showing whether after 48 days he is not even, he is welcoming the guest as if he was welcoming God. So this is the condition we have come to. But anyways, we have to learn from Bhagavatam, we have to learn from these personalities. So at that time it is mentioned Chandala came and he begged for some water, he was thirsty. And that was the only thing remaining to break the fast. So he gave that water also to the Chandala. And then these people who had come, they were not ordinary personalities. They had come to test the charity, the attitude of giving of Rantidev. He was famous for that. He was famous for his charity. So these personalities were Lord Brahma and Shiva and Indra. So they manifested and they gave benediction to Rantidev. So this was the concept in Satyuga, Atithi Devo Bhava. They used to invite guests as Deva Lord himself. And then the age progresses, Treta Yuga comes, the concept of Atithu Devo Bhava bit slackened and became welcome please. On the houses there are outside there is welcome please. So only the guests were welcome. So and then the age progressed in Dwapar Yuga, the title changed, the outside the board changes to Subh Labh. Subh Labh means only which is auspicious, please come. And love, if it is beneficial to me, please come. So that is the title. And now, these days in Kali Yuga, we see the on the doors, gates, it is mentioned, beware of dogs. So who is the dog inside? God knows, but beware of dogs. So that is the mentality. People are not invited. Of course, it's a different age. There are different people. Even the people who come to the house are also with different motives. In the olden age, in the previous ages, Brahmanas used to come to bless. It is mentioned, Sukhdev Goswami used to stay at one place only for the time that the person could milk the cow. He would not even stay more than that, and he would just take some milk and he would leave. There was no other personal motive other than that. So this was the quality of Brahmanas in those days, but these days it's difficult. In fact, even when I grew up, I was staying in one of the buildings, which was like apartments. Different apartments were there. In the building, there were about 30 apartments. And our landlord used to stay on the top floor, third floor. There was no lift. So he chose the top floor, even though there was no lift, because he was a bit austere. He did not want the others to go through the trouble of going up the stairs. So he was staying on the top floor, the landlord. And he would invite any guest. He had a servant. And any guest who comes, he had an area where a guest can sit and he would ask his servant to prepare food. So there used to be a lot of Brahmanas, there used to be a lot of sadhus used to come and he used to feed them hot prasadam. It's not like yesterday's prasadam or something, no. Anyone comes, he can sit and he can have. So even this is like about 30-40 years ago. Not even 2 years. So there are people who used to practice this. They used to feed all the Brahmanas. So, but this is where we are at. We are in the age where we cannot welcome. So, and this point is illustrated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to treat everyone in a friendly way. So there is, actually it's a very auspicious day today. There are three festivals. There is an appearance day of Vamsidhan Thakur, and there is an appearance here of Shyamanand Pandit, and there is a Rasayatra of Lord Balram. The picture that, which we see here at the back, it's the day when this pastime took place. So we'll discuss a little bit of them. But there is one more pastime of in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life which I would like to discuss, which is in connection with today's verse as well as the whole Shyamanand Prabhu's pastime. It's related to that as well. There was a devotee called Gauridas Pandit. Anyone knows Gauridas Pandit? Most of you would know, right? Gauridas Pandit. Last time when we went to Mayapur, we went to the place where Gauridas Pandit's bhajan kutir is there, his house is there, and pastimes took place. Anyone knows the place? Ambika Kalna. Ambika Kalna is the place where Gauridas Pandit used to reside. And anyone knows who was Gauridas Pandit in Vrajalila? Subal Sakha. So he is Subal Sakha. Now, if you know, Subal Sakha is very close to Krishna. He is one of the intimate. So even in gopas, there are different levels of gopas. So there are some gopas who are allowed to be with Krishna even when Krishna is having pastimes with the gopis. So Subal Sakha, Madhu Mangal, some of these gopas are so close that they are allowed to be there when Krishna is having pastime with the gopis, and they facilitate those pastimes. They help Krishna, and especially Subal Sakha helped Krishna to meet Srimati Radharani. So he is one of the very intimate, close friend of Krishna. And so you can imagine when he was on this planet, when he was in Chaitanya Leela, how close Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be to him. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before he was going to take sannyas, Subal Sakha was living in Ambika Kalam, which is on the other side of Ganges from Navdeep. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu went into the boat to the other side to meet Gauridas Pandit in Ambika Kalna. And there were two reasons. One reason it is mentioned, it was to meet, but the second reason, they wanted to take permission from Gauridas Pandit that they were going to, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to take sannyas. So they went and met, and they were, when they crossed the river, they were standing at the bank of the Ganges, and Subal Sakha, as soon as he knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has arrived, he ran to see him. And he ran, and then he met, they both met each other, and at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave an ore, the ore which with the, they were driving the boat. So that ore, he gave it to Gauridas Pandit, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Gauridas Pandit, whoever takes darshan of this ore will become liberated, he will go back home, back to Godhead. And that ore is still there in Ambika Kalna. If you go to Gauridas Pandit's house, that ore which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to ride from Navdeep to Ambika Kalna in Ganges, that is still there. So they met, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Gauridas Pandit, like after a few days they had pastimes, and then he said, now we have to leave because I'm going to take sannyas soon. So my time is up. And Gauridas Pandit was not ready to leave him. He was so close. Now we have to understand, Gauridas Pandit is a spiritual master of Hriday Chaitanya. Hriday Chaitanya was a very close, intimate disciple of Gauridas Pandit. And Shyamanand Prabhu is a disciple of Hriday Chaitanya. So we'll come to that bit later, but just to understand, so when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked for permission, Gauridas Pandit was not ready to give him permission. He said, no, I cannot let you go, especially what is the need for taking sannyas? You are Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no need for you to take sannyas. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu insisted, no, he has to propagate Sankirtan movement and he has to leave. At that time, Gauridas Pandit said, whatever happens, I'm not going to let you go. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested other set of himself. And he insisted, Gauridas Pandit, saying, this is none different than me and Nitai. So you worship them and let us go. So Gauridas Pandit was intelligent. He said, if the deities are none different than you, then let the deities go and preach. You stay here. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, so be it. So the deities start walking and Gaurnita became deities. So Gauridas Pandit saw that, oh, this is cheating. So he said, no, wait, I want to keep these deities and you can go. And immediately the deities became Gaurnita and Gaurnita became deities and they started walking. So Gauridas Pandit, like this, he stopped the deities for about 12 to 24 times, it is mentioned. But then finally he agreed, okay, for some time you both stay and I'll tell who can go and who can stay. So Gauridas said, okay, we'll stay for a couple of more days. So while they were sleeping, Gauridas Pandit was looking at their facial features. Which one is the real and which one is the deity? Because one has to be original, one has to be duplicate. So he was looking at all the features of the face, nose, but he couldn't find any difference. And then he was massaging the feet of the real and the deities, but he could not feel the difference. They were both the same. And one, he was feeding prasadam because he knew how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to eat. And both the deities and Gaurnita used to eat in the same way. So he was confused which one is the real and which one is the deity. So finally he surrendered and he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, okay, now you tell who are the real you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promised that from now day onwards, I will always eat from your plate. So even if I am as a deity or myself, I'll eat here from your plate. So don't worry, we are both same. So he allowed the Gaurnita, the real, or both are real. So he allowed Gaurnita to go and he kept the deities and he worshipped those deities. And even till today, there are so many pastimes which happen with these deities. So then Gauridas Pandit had this disciple. His name was, as we mentioned, Hriday Chaitanya, but his previous name was Hriday Ananda. So Gauridas Pandit told Hriday Ananda how to worship these deities. And these deities are, and even now we can go to Ambika Kala and see these deities, they are very powerful deities. And the devotees who are worshipping the deities, they don't allow anyone to look at the deities more than a few seconds. They'll open the curtain and close it immediately. And as you are just looking at the deities and the curtains are closed. And so they are very possessive about deities. There is a reason for that. So Gauridas Pandit had his disciple Hriday Ananda, whom he taught how to worship the deities. And he told, one day he told, like, I'm going to meet other disciples of mine and I'll come back in some time. Those days there were no mobiles, so he did not know when Gauridas Pandit would come. So he left and Hriday Ananda was worshipping the deities. So one day when Gaur Purnima was about to come, Hriday Ananda knew that this was a very, this festival was very dear to his Guru Maharaj, Gauridas Pandit. So what he did was he invited all of the guests, village and all the disciples to celebrate this pastime. So he sent the invitation and then the day before Gaur Purnima, his Guru Maharaj arrived, Gauridas Pandit arrived. And he was shocked to see all this arrangement, elaborate arrangement he had done to celebrate this festival. So he told, in my absence, you are enjoying your senses. He told Hriday Ananda, you are not supposed to enjoy like this when I am not here. You should not do this. So you get out and you do your own celebration. You cannot stay here anymore. He was just testing his disciple actually. Gauridas Pandit knew, like, Hriday Ananda was very elevated devotee. So he was just testing. So he asked Hriday Ananda to get out of his house. So Hriday Ananda was surprised. He couldn't speak anything. But he had no guilt feeling towards his spiritual master. But he went outside on the bank of the Ganges, on the outskirts of the village. Now he had already invited everyone. He had done all the preparation. So what he did? He carried on with the festival. So that his guru, because when he sent invitation, he had sent on behalf of his spiritual master, Gauridas Pandit, and he didn't want to spoil the name of Gauridas Pandit. So he carried on with the festival and he was on the Gaur Purnima day, he was dancing and singing. At that time, Gauridas Pandit was about to offer bhoga to the Lord, and when he opened the curtains, the Lords were not there. And Gauridas Pandit could understand, like, there is kirtan going on, Hriday Ananda is celebrating Gaur Purnima, so deities must have gone there. So immediately took a stick and he went to the place on the bank of the Ganges where the deities were being celebrated. The festival was happening. And he saw Gaurnitha dancing in the festival. So he became even more angered. This anger was out of love. How come my deities go and celebrate festival just for some festival feast? They're going out and dancing without my permission. So he got angry and he was coming with a stick. And Gaurnitha saw that Gauridas Pandit is really angry this time. And we can see even in the pastime of Damodar Leela, when Lord Damodar becomes fearful of Mother Yashoda. This was the same mood Gaurnitha felt looking at Gauridas Pandit. Like he is coming in an angry mood with a stick in his hand. So immediately Gaurnitha did not know where to go, so they disappeared and entered into the heart of Hridayananda. And when Gauridas Pandit saw this, he immediately embraced Hridayananda and told, from today onwards your name is Hriday Chaitanya, the heart where Lord Chaitanya resides. And he brought him back in. So this is the pastime how, first of all, there are a lot of points in this. One of the points is how the festivals, how the guests should be welcomed, and how these deities are very special. Again, there are different pastimes with these deities. It is mentioned recently there was this Babaji whose name is Bhagwan Das Babaji. He was a contemporary of Jagannath Das Babaji, very close friend of Jagannath Das Babaji. So it is like about 1800 years ago. This Babaji went to see these deities and he had his he had his bhajan kutir in Ambika Kalna. So he went and see these deities. So when he went and see the deities, he felt attraction towards the deities. And when he left after the darshan, the deities also started walking after him. So all the pujaris who were worshipping them, so they ran after the deities and then they caught the deities and brought them back into the altar. So from that day onwards, these pujaris are very strict, which are in the line of Gauridas Pandit. So they are very strict, like this deity should be always kept in lock. They should never be opened, because, and that is why they only open it for few seconds. They don't even allow the deities to be seen for more than few seconds. Because if anyone feels attraction towards the deities, then the deities will start walking with them. So they always keep the deities locked. So this is, they have got bad reputation of running away. So we can see how Lord manifests, how Lord reciprocates with his devotees. So coming to Shyamananda Prabhu, who is a disciple of Hriday Chaitanya. So Shyamananda Prabhu was born in a very rich family, and then he had a desire to when he heard the pastimes of Lord Gaurnitha, he felt a desire to worship them and join the movement of Sankirtan. At that time, his parents allowed him to go and let him take initiation from Hriday Chaitanya. At that time, Shyamananda Prabhu came to Hriday Chaitanya and offered himself. And then Hriday Chaitanya asked Shyamananda Prabhu to go to Vrindavan and take initiation, instructions from Jiva Goswami. Before Hriday Chaitanya, Shyamananda Prabhu's name was Dukhi. Because when Shyamananda Prabhu was born, before him he had lot of many brothers who used to pass away. And then when he was born, his parents named him Dukhi, so he would not get bad influence, like they say, nobody would be appreciating him. So that is why they named him Dukhi, which was not an auspicious name. So then he survived and he was very intelligent. It is mentioned he could read the Shastra and he could memorize them. He was Shrutidhar kind of. He was very smart. So he was able to remember all the Shastras. So when he grew up, Shyamananda Prabhu then was sent by Hriday Chaitanya to Jiva Goswami to take instructions. And he went to Vrindavan and he was serving Jiva Goswami, and he was with Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur. So these three were learning from Jiva Goswami. At that time, there is another pastime of Shyamananda Prabhu, where Shyamananda Prabhu was given a service of cleaning the kunj and bringing water from the kunj. So Shamanand Prabhu once was cleaning the kunj. He found the ankle bell in the water, and he brought that ankle bell. And then next day there was one of the gopis who came to Shamanand Prabhu and asked Shamanand Prabhu, like, if he found any anklet, and their mistress, their queen, had lost it. And Shamanand Prabhu said, if it is not yours, then I wouldn't give it to you. I'll only give it to the owner of the property. So then the gopis asked Shamanand Prabhu to take deep into the kunj, and then Shamanand Prabhu was taken to Srimati Radharani. At that time, Srimati Radharani took the anklet and dipped the anklet into, it is mentioned, kumkum, and put a mark on his forehead. And Shamanand Prabhu had got that different mark with a red tilak. Usually devotees, we have Gopi Chandan, we don't have like a red tilak. And Srimati Radharani said, from today you will not be named as Dukhi, or Krishnadas was the other name which Jiva Goswami gave. So he said, now you will be named Shyamananda, because you have given pleasure to Lord Shyama. So your name will be Shyamananda. So then when Shyamananda came back to Jiva Goswami, he explained the whole story, what had happened. But Jiva Goswami said, okay, you don't mention this pastime to anyone that has happened with you. So, but all the devotees, Vaishnava community in Vrindavan, they thought, how come Shyamananda has changed his name to Krishnadas has changed his name to Shyamananda, and now he has got a different tilak, so he must have changed his sampradaya. And this news came to Hriday Chaitanya in Ambika Kalna. So immediately came to Vrindavan to see what is going on with his disciple. So when he saw that, he met Shyamananda in Vrindavan, he saw that Shyamananda had a different tilak, red tilak, and he immediately started beating Shyamananda. And Shyamananda was feeling the joy. He was feeling happy that I'm having so personal relationship with my guru, that my guru has come all the way to see me and is beating me. But then Jiva Goswami stopped Hriday Chaitanya and told him the whole pastime. And Hriday Chaitanya again accepted Shyamananda and embraced him. So these are the pastimes which happened with Shyamananda Prabhu and Hriday Chaitanya. And then after Shyamananda had learned enough from Jiva Goswami, Shyamananda Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur were sent to Odisha to preach in that. So there are a lot of pastimes in those places as well. And we'll hear a little bit from Vamsidhar Thakur. So Vamsidhar Thakur was also... does anyone know who was Vamsidhar Thakur? Vamsidhar Thakur was the flute of Krishna in Rajalila. So imagine, he was so close again to Krishna. He is the flute of Krishna. So it is mentioned, Vamsidhar Thakur was born in a family where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and resided for 7 nights, 7 days and nights. So he had again close association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed away, so he was serving Vishnu Priya Mataji. And it is mentioned once Vishnu Priya Mataji, when he was serving Vishnu Priya Mataji, Vishnu Priya Mataji and Vamsidhar Thakur, they both decided to commit suicide because they were feeling so much of intense separation from the Lord. So they could not bear. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in their dream and told them, no, you should carry on the preaching, you should not do this. So they were preaching in Navadvip area, in Mahapur. And then Vishnupriya Mataji left the planet, Vamsidhar Thakur was looking after the deities of Vishnupriya and Gaurnitya deities of the Lord. So these are some of the pastimes of Vamsidhar Thakur as well. And coming to one of the pastimes which took place today, which you can see at the back, where Lord Balram. So Lord Krishna and Lord Balram have got their own set of gopis. And Lord, as Krishna has Rasalila, Lord Balram also has his own Rasalila. And it is mentioned on this day he was enjoying, actually came from Dwarka. And at that time when he came from Dwarka, he arranged all the gopis, his gopis to come and meet at the bank of Yamuna. And then he was having the pastime and he was intoxicated. He drank a lot of Varuni. He was intoxicated. And then he ordered Yamuna to come closer to him, to come to the where he was. But Yamuna did not respond. So he took up his plow and in an angry mood, he told, if you don't come, I'll dry you up. I'll drag you out of this. And then Yamuna Devi immediately appeared and she accepted the order of Lord Balram. So that was the pastime which happened today. It's interesting. It is mentioned once, because this is one of the mood of Prithu Maharaj. We'll hear in this chapter as well as in the coming chapters. Prithu Maharaj is worshipping the four Kumaras, and then there is a conversation happening. One of the good things about Bhagavatam is you can understand the mood of these devotees. Prithu Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, and then there are also devotees like Yudhishthira Maharaj. So time to time they have conversation with great personalities. So one of the questions, even in the beginning of Bhagavatam, we see the conversation between Suta Goswami and the sages of Naimisharanya. So one of the questions they ask is, how can the people of Kaliyuga be delivered? And this is one of the questions which Prithu Maharaj also asked the four Kumaras. How come the living entities on this planet in future will be delivered? So this is the mood of pure devotee. They are always thinking about how the living entities will be delivered. And there is one pastime which is mentioned. I forgot the name of the book, but it's mentioned in Gauranga book of His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. He mentioned like once Narad Muni goes to Dwarka, and when he's going to Dwarka, he saw that he enters the palace of Rukmani. At that time Krishna was not there, so he was waiting for Krishna to arrive. At that time Krishna arrives in the palace and he was having a he met Rukmani, and Rukmani was also upset. She was crying. So Krishna asked Rukmani, what happened? Why are you crying? Have the kids given you trouble, or has anyone given you trouble? Why are you crying? And at that time, Rukmani Devi says, only Srimati Radharani knows why I'm crying. And then she went inside. And at that time, Krishna saw Narad Muni. And Narad Muni was very upset as well. So when Krishna saw Narad Muni very upset, he asked Narad Muni, what is wrong? Like, why is everyone in upset mood today? And Narad Muni said he is worried about the future people in Kaliyuga, what will happen to them. At that time Krishna said, that is the reason, and this is why Rukmani might have said only Radharani knows. So then Krishna understood that everyone, this is the influence of Kali, because only in the influence of Kali people will become upset. There is no other reason for people to cry or become upset. So at that time Krishna said, okay, in future I'll appear as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a golden avatar, and at that time I'll appear in Navdev, and from there I'll inaugurate the Sankirtan movement, and that movement will deliver the people of Kaliyuga. And that is the reason. And at that time then he told Narad Muni, you can ask all the demigods, all my associates, to take birth in Navdev and in that era. So then Narad Muni was happy and he went to Lord Brahma, he went to Lord Balaram, he went to all the demigods and asked them to appear in this age. So we see like all these personalities whom we are talking of, they all appear in this age, in associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they all inaugurated this movement of Sankirtan Yajna, because this is the only way one can be delivered from this age. Okay, I'll stop here. Are there any questions or comments?
This is probably the third or fourth verse that is talking about Kumara. But why are they called? I don't understand. why have they come down from spiritual world to see the Maharaj?
Okay.
So this evil thing was going on, like he was talking to his citizens, telling them how to act. The sages were worshipping him, praising him, and then suddenly they came. So what is their objective? Why have they come down?
Okay, so why have four Kumaras come to meet Ritu Maharaj? So we see in the previous ages, the demigods, all these great personalities, Ritu Maharaj, Narad Muni, and we hear in Bhagavatam, they all come to meet all these personalities. Because Ritu Maharaj is not an ordinary, as I mentioned in the beginning of the class. Ritu Maharaj is not an ordinary personality. He's a great king. And all his activities were also, he did 99 Ashwamedha Yajnas. It's not ordinary. Right? And he had a darshan of the Lord himself at the end of those sacrifices. Right? So no ordinary personality could get darshan of the Lord himself. So, and it is mentioned in this pastime also, the four Kumaras wanted to have darshan of Prithu Maharaj because he was such a great devotee. Even in Rantidev's pastime, we saw the Lord Brahma, Lord Indra, Lord Shiva, they wanted to take darshan of Rantidev. So, this is one of the points we have to understand. We have to perform devotional service with so much intention, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj said this: don't try to see the Lord, act in such a way that the Lord wants to see you. Right? So these personalities, that is why we read the charitra of these personalities, that we can imbibe all these qualities of them, and then we are at this level where we can perfect our life. Automatically we will have darshan of the Lord as well. So that is why the four Kumaras actually wanted to have conversation with Prithu Maharaj, and that is why they came. And we see Narad Muni and four Kumaras are always traveling. They are always traveling and preaching the glories of the Lord. So that is why they are here in the pastime. Any other questions, comments, corrections? Yes, ma'am. In Vrajalila, there is mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakara, I think it is mentioned, but we'll have to do some research on that. I don't remember right now, but there is mention of all these devotees. Shrila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.